But all this week, we've been talking about Opal cards. Some significant changes are coming through to the way the fares are calculated and the way the Opal system works, all starting next week. This week, we've been talking about some of those changes. But today, I want to talk about privacy and security, something that's been of concern for Opal card users for quite a while. Opal actually tracks quite a lot of information, not only where you tap on and tap off, but even where you top up. And even unregistered cards have their last 10 trips and 3 top-ups recorded. What does it all mean? Well, Stephen Blanks is the president for the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties, and he joins me on the phone. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, just to be clear, what is actually being tracked by Opal?
Well, of course, it depends on whether you've got a registered card or an unregistered card.
Okay.
But as you say, even with an unregistered card, and I've just tried this myself, you can see the last 10 journeys that you've undertaken just by putting in the numbers that are printed on the back of the card. So anybody who finds your card or has access to it can go online and find out where you've been using it. And then with a registered card, there's a whole lot more information. That information is linked to your identity. For concession cards, for some kinds of concession cards, personal health information is collected and retained, the deal of information which enables Transport for New South Wales to check concession entitlements with other government agencies.
That's a lot of data, but I just want to backtrack one second. Anyone can go online, and if they've got your Opal number, just find out the last kind of trip details?
Yeah, that's extraordinary. I didn't realise that until just now, in preparing for this talk, I decided to try it myself, and there you go. It's beautifully displayed.
Well, I was about to ask you how safe people's private information is, but apparently it's on an open network in terms of just where you've been and gone to.
That's right. And I can't see any justification for that information being available in this way without any protection. The privacy policy, explains why personal information is being collected, but why it should be available, why your travel information should be available to anybody who is in possession of your card, is a bit of a mystery.
I'm certainly mystified by it. What about with registered Opal cards? I mean, the information that we were just talking about then, that's obviously fairly more securely treated.
I imagine so. I think there are online accounts and password protected and ID protected, so that maybe it's a little bit harder to get that information. Though I don't know, I don't have a registered card for fairly obvious reasons.
Now, what sort of, in terms of the registered cards, I know you don't have one, as you just said. What authorities can request access to this information? Do we know?
Well, law enforcement authorities, which is not a term which is not limited to New South Wales Police, and there'd be many, many agencies which have got law enforcement functions, and these agencies are able to request Transport for New South Wales for travel information about individuals, whether or not the individual is a suspect in a crime or not, and without a warrant, so that there is no external supervision of the requests.
That sounds like a system that's just ripe for what we call scope creep, where more and more people get access to it.
Well, that's right, and I've actually just made an inquiry to the Opal Card Customer Centre as to whether they say there's a memorandum of understanding between Transport for New South Wales and the New South Wales Police. But they tell me that memorandum of understanding is not publicly available. So the rules which govern giving of information to law enforcement agencies are secret rules.
That's quite alarming. Sorry, I was a bit silent there for a second because I'm quite surprised that sort of... I've never heard of a memorandum of understanding between government agencies being secretive.
Yes, I'm quite surprised by that. In fact, I think what we're going to do is we're going to see if we can get a copy of that through the GIPA process. the government information process, like FOI. So we'll follow that up, I think, because those that kind of memorandum of understanding shouldn't be secret. And many transport agencies around the world publish regularly statistics on how many requests from law enforcement agencies for information are made, and then how many are complied with. And you get some quite interesting information. This last a couple of years ago, get some quite interesting information to see just how common it is for law enforcement to be trying to get travel information about people. And different transport agencies have got, you know, different compliance rates with the requests. But that information doesn't seem to be readily available in New South Wales either. And so we'll try and find a bit more out about that.
Well, I think I'll be checking in with you about that when we know what's happening. But just quickly, the classic response from many people when we talk about sort of privacy concerns and information being tracked is it's only an issue if you've done something wrong. How would you respond to that?
Look, people like to control their own information. And it's not about whether or not you've done anything wrong. It's about who you're comfortable with seeing your personal information. People are getting used to the idea that they should have rights to you know, have settings on their social media which give them a high degree of control over who sees what. And this kind of information is really the same. People want control over their own information.
Stephen, a fascinating chat and a somewhat alarming one. Thank you for speaking for with Breakfast this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Yes, that was Stephen Blanks. He's the president for the New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties. Wow, wow, wow. That was some information I was not expecting to get. Open information just on where you've been, freely available, not for transport for New South Wales workers, just anyone who gets online. I think we will definitely check in with the Council for Civil Liberties and see how their FOI requests go later on to see what that memorandum of understanding between the agencies actually entails.